and says, can you do this? And you say, why, I?
I sure can.
All right. And if someone dreaded a place, you say, he what that place?
He hates that place.
Right. Would ever you purely dreaded that place?
No.
Indicated he absolutely did?
No.
Purely dreaded that place? And if something is very cold, you say, it's what cold?
It's very cold.
It's, today
it's real cold.
Right. And if something's very good, you say that?
It's real good.
All right. Do you ever use the expression real in this sense, talking about someone has a very good hunting dog or something? You might say, them or those
dogs. Those are real good dogs.
How about just real dogs?
Those are real dogs. You might say that. Yeah.
All right. How about if you hit your finger with a hammer, what might you say? You're by yourself and you're hammering and you just hit your finger with a hammer, what might you say?
You want to holler?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, no.
I hit myself in a... I hit someone with a hammer or something. I don't know. Probably say, oh, hell, or something
okay.
Like that. I don't know.
Okay.
Just some, you know.
All right.
Whatever comes to my mind right there.
All right. What does the expression shucks mean? Do you ever use that in relation to something?
No, it's just an expression, you know. Something like that. Mostly more than this good.
Okay.
Yeah, shock.
How about the expression, why the idea? Can you ever use that?
I've heard of it, yeah.
In what sense?
Not a very idea, you know.
If you met a good friend, you might say,
how do you mean?
How
are you?
All right. And say, but you'd be more likely to say, how do you do? I suppose you'd say, someone's introducing you.
I'd say, how do you do to someone I didn't know so good?
All right. And if someone visits you and leaves, you might say to them,
come back again, hurry back.
Right, and a greeting on December 25th is?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, on January 1st.
Happy New Year.
You ever use the expression Christmas gift?
Yeah.
I don't mean as just a present. I mean, I got a Christmas gift, right?
Oh.
I mean, if you ever use that as an expression, you might say to someone, as a greeting, kind of thing. You talk to someone and say Christmas gift.
No.
You're not familiar with that at all?
No.
If someone does you a very great favor, you might say, I'm
much indebted to you.
All right. Would you ever use obliged then?
Much obliged, yeah.
All right. Someone says, would you have time to do that? You say, well, I...
Might. I think I will.
And the kind of place you work in a...
Supermarket.
Or a...
Grocery store.
All right. And you say, I have to go downtown today and do some...
Work.
And do blah, go down in different stores and do some...
Shopping.
All right. You get a package. And yesterday you bought a package in the store and they grilled
it. Wrapped it up.
All right. And then you took it home and you...
Unwrapped it.
And you bought something. It was a real bargain because the man had to sell it at a...
Cheap price.
Yeah, he had to sell it. Less than he paid for it, because he sold it at a
loss.
Right, you say, I was going to buy something, but I couldn't because it was too much. It
cost too much.
All right. And on the first of the month, the bill is
high.
Right, you definitely supposed to pay.
Oh, paid.
Yeah, well, that's the day you're supposed to pay it, so you say the bill is
due.
All right, and you belong to a club, you must pay your
due.
If you don't have enough money, you have to what some from a friend.
Borrow.
All right, and nowadays, money is
tax.
All right, in other words, a 10 feet, it would have been,
scarce.